patient named Joanne Franklin. Date of birth, 10/22 of 36. Date of service, 2/23 of 24. This is an 86-year-old female patient. She's here with her daughter, a complaint of cough and chest congestion. She's also had some fever as well. Started experiencing these symptoms 3 days ago. She does live by herself. She is 86 years old, able to take care of all activities of daily living. She has been more tired recently, period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, blood pressure 162 over 94, pulse 107, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation at 96%, current medication, metformin, levothyroxine, lisinopril, Januvia, fenofibrate, amlodipine, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, surgical history. She's had her gallbladder removed and a procedure to her left hand and left ear, period, new paragraph. Social history, she lives by herself, negative for smoking, negative for secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. Labs today, we did a flu test, strep test, and COVID test. They were all negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished. She is 86. She does look her age. She is able to ambulate by herself, period, new paragraph. We did a chest x-ray on her as well. The chest x-ray was nothing ominous was seen. However, on auscultation, her chest sounds like she has a pleuritic rub, period, new paragraph. In view of her pulse of 107 and complaint of fevers and recent fatigue as well, we're going to send her to Texas Emergency Hospital for follow-up, period, new paragraph. Once again, on examination, HEENT, some minor tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, oropharyngeal area, mildly erythematous as well. Neck is soft, heart mildly tachycardic, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are abnormal on auscultation, more so on the left upper lobe, period, new paragraph. Given the patient's age and the clinical evaluation, I feel it would be best that she be seen at an emergency room for follow-up. Patient will go to Texas Emergency Hospital. She will follow up with us upon discharge.